They thought we were chasing money, and in a way we were, but in reality we were chasing freedom. When my wife and I realized we were missing big moments with our kids, the health scares, the milestones, and the everyday laughter, no paycheck was worth that. So we made the call to slow down, to earn less and live more. It meant sacrifices, patience, and trusting that the real rewards would show up in time. What we found was a life with more choice, more impact, and more time for what mattered most. This is the story of how we stopped running after the next dollar and started building a life that we didn't want to escape from. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Back in 2018, my wife and I made a pretty huge call. We stepped away from our high-paying but highly stressful corporate careers because we had lost sight of what was most important and we needed to reconnect with that. We had missed some pretty big things with our children. I'm not just talking about missing events, I'm talking missing things that they were going through which we shouldn't as parents have missed because we were too preoccupied with a whole lot of other stuff. So it was a simple or an easy decision in the end, but we had to sacrifice a lot. But we also knew we were sacrificing it for the right reasons. We were doing it because when it comes to it, what's most important is your own health and the health of your family. And when that was not happening, then we had to make changes. And it was tough, but it was necessary. Like I said, we had high-paying jobs. We had a property investments that we were growing. We were doing the overseas trips, nice car. Like, our kids didn't really want for much, but they weren't getting what they really wanted, which was time with us. And one of them still talks about how the trauma of hearing my keys shake because it reminds them of me picking them up from after school care, and we were off on the last to pick them up, like right before close, sometimes right on close, like literally waiting out the front for us. That's just where we were at. So why have I got so far off track? Well, I'd started working on myself about 6-7 years prior to this, and we had some people accuse us of it being all about the money, and to a certain degree it was, but what it was really about was it was about the freedom. Because I'd reached that point where I wanted more time. I wanted more meaning. And that's why I was working so hard. That's why Kate was working so hard, is because We wanted to create life on our terms. We wanted to have the flexibility. We wanted to have more time with our children. We weren't entirely sure how we were going to make that happen at the time, but that's what drove us. And unless you've had children, you can't possibly understand why that's so important. You just couldn't. But once you've had children, you know that time with them is precious. And when you find yourself not getting enough, when you hear them make comments to you and you see their reactions when you're not there, and then you see the reactions when you are there, and it's just a no-brainer. So we had to have that conversation about what's most important and what we needed to do. So like I said, we had to sacrifice some things. We had to go through delayed gratification. That the best things that are sustainable take some time. Rarely there's anything that just pops up overnight. Is it sustainable? So we decided we needed to rebuild, and that's what we've done. And part of that journey has given us so much more quality time with our children. Sure, in that time, they didn't get as many of the things that they were used to. But that was a great learning experience for them too, because they just grown accustomed to something breaks, well, we'll just get it replaced. So they learn a whole lot of lessons that probably when growing up we just took for granted. But it's also learn to helping them learn that, that delayed gratification, that sometimes you need to actually get your things in order and you need to prioritize where you spend your money and you need to... Yeah. So it is all about the money, but it's not all about the money. Like, there's nothing wrong with trying to earn as much as you can, and that's what we're doing again now. Like, we've put a whole lot of things in place where we can build again, but we're building from a place, not even... like we're in the process of already, we've built a fair bit and some really big things coming, but that's from a process of building it properly, not rushing, getting the balance right so we get lots of time with the most important people in our life and they get what they need from us, which is that presence that I talked about. And along the way, it's also making sure that we're doing it on purpose, that it feels right, that aligns with our values, with our whys. And it's helping us to be our best. It's so making sure we have clear boundaries in place where we're doing things for us, not because other people think it's the right thing for us, not because we're being manipulated into making decisions by pressure or by other people's agendas. We're doing it right for us. Like, that's freedom. That's why we took the journey in the first place. It's why we made that decision to then step back and make other decisions when we lost sight of where we were heading. It's why we continue to be motivated every day to continue to grow ourselves, to help our children be their best, to grow more of that community connection, to create a greater impact in the world. So what's the lesson for you in all of this? Well, I don't want to tell you what the lesson is, but instead pose some questions to you and you can create your own lesson. So are you clear on what the most important priorities in your life are? Do you have them written down in order? Is your health at the top of that list? Your health, your well-being, your who you are, your identity, is that at the top of the list? Because how can you possibly be the best for the important people in your world if it's not? Is your partner there? Are your children there? And then whatever else comes after that, career, charity, whatever, giving back, whatever contribution, travel, sport, music, whatever it is, do you know what order it all comes? Because if you live it in the wrong order, that's when things get wrong. And that's exactly what we were doing. So it's a bit of an audit of your life priorities. Do you know what they are? Do you have clarity on that? And are you living them in the right order that they should be prioritized? Because if you're not, well, then you're going to continue to head down a path that's not what you really want. Do you think when it comes to the end of your life, do you think when you're facing your own mortality, you're going to be thinking, man, I'm so glad I work so much? Or do you think you're going to be thinking, man, I wish I'd spent more time with my family. I wish I'd spent more time being present. I wish I'd been more curious. I wish I'd found out more about the different people. I wish I'd spent more quality time with the people that I love. And I don't say this from a place of getting it 100% right, because you just don't. But whenever I get it wrong, I've got guidelines that bring me back to remind myself that this is what's most important. Sometimes life gives you that. Sometimes you get sick or you get injured or you have something happen with someone important to and you realize you've been doing it wrong. But sometimes you just need to correct yourself. And I don't want anyone to go through the depths that we had to face at that time when we faced some pretty harsh realities of what was going on with our family members, of our children, and what we'd missed. But I do want people to know what it's like to get their life in order, know what that is, and then have the courage to put boundaries in place to live it that way. Sometimes when you do that, then other people in your life don't like it and they can react in a negative way. Not because they're not wanting the best for you, but because it, when you put boundaries in place and when you try and live your best life, it can force people to confront their own stuff, their own areas that maybe they're wishing they could do things differently. Maybe in those places where they're crossing other people's boundaries and they need to have someone call them out on it because it's taken them down a path that they don't really want to go on. Going on this journey doesn't create negativity for other people. Them and how they react might create some negativity, but in a way it actually sets them free, because when you no longer tolerate things from people that you've tolerated for so long, then they are forced to change how they react. Well, the reality is they're no longer part of your life. Like I said, sacrifices. Another question to answer is, how long will you continue to make decisions that are best for other people that aren't the best for you? How long will you do that for? You might say, once I get through this next thing, or when I get to here, then I'll start making those different decisions. But will that actually happen? Because you might have been saying that to yourself for a long time. Know your priorities, live your priorities. And there are other levels to it, of course. The boundaries, knowing your values is an important thing. Having family values, having them clear, having statements of how you actually live them, and then actually living them with courage, because people will come and try and cross your boundaries. And yes, it is all about the money, but it's also not. It's also about whatever it is that money will give you for whatever it is you want in your life. And it might be different for you than it is to someone else. For you, it might not be about freedom. It might be about something you want to create. It might be something that you want to build. It might be something that you want to pass on to other people. It might be a certain project you want to contribute to. That's personal for you. Getting the rest of your life in alignment to that, that's more important than the money. The money comes and goes. But you get one crack at living your best life and getting yourself in a state where you know you're doing the right thing for you and the most important people in your life. You've got those priorities in the right order. So don't wait forever. As always, if you know of anyone who could deal with listening to this, please pass it on. If you haven't already, please subscribe, follow, like, leave a review, and you're going to help me to get in front of more people, because one of the big things for me and what it's all about for me is creating a bigger impact. I've seen the impact when you can have a positive ripple through a community, and I want that community to extend, because I want to have a best life, and knowing what it's like to struggle and knowing what it's like to come out the other side, I want others to have the best possible life as well. So every time you make a choice to engage in my content and share it and like and subscribe and all of those things, then you're helping me to do that, and I appreciate it greatly. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.